Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. My goodness, this Texas weather has been phenomenal.
Yes, it has been.
And as we warm toward, you know, late spring, early summer, things are just getting a little bit better. But today we're going to have a bit of an international flavor for our show. Our friend Ben Carter, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club, will be joining us in a bit, talking about the situation, and I believe it was in Kenya, the ivory burning. Just $105 million. And this is poached ivory, okay? Yeah. So it's not like these are hunters doing it.
So what kind of point did they prove?
Good question. We're gonna pose that question to Ben. Plus, we're going to talk about other things. The lion situation, there seems to be moratoriums going down on hunting African lions. And quite honestly, you know, they're very prolific breeders.
Correct.
And seem to be in good shape. Plus, we'll get a little update on the Dallas Safari Club's new chapter development initiative.
Very good.
So, a lot going on there.
Maintaining the resource.
I mean, absolutely. Plus some news, and we're going to give you a little bit of Texas history. So, we got a fun show headed your way. Y'all stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME. 792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join Don Armstrong and me for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
Hi, you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, we do appreciate you joining us today. Got all sorts of things that are going on. You said it's been a crazy week for you.
Okay, so Monday morning, I wake up, I get my coffee ready to go, I turn the on button, and we lose power for 3 hours.
Good.
Okay, so that's kind of how it started.
go with the cold brew iced tea.
No, you did know, cowboy did coffee.
Oh, yeah, cowboy coffee.
Haven't done that in a long time.
All right. Our best goes out to our buddy, Chuck Scott.
Chuck Scott, yeah. He's had some health issues that he is coming through, but he hadn't had a good week either. He wins, as I were telling you a story earlier.
But it has not affected his voice, right?
Not at all.
Oh, good.
Not at all.
Okay,
nor his crappy attitude. It's still the same.
Chuck, we're not going to cut you any slack, man. Just get well. I'll tell you what, we've got some news, and I don't know how I missed this while you were gone last week. I guess just trying to cover bases, or maybe I didn't miss it, and I'm about to repeat.
All right.
But the feds, those glorious... That glorious group, you know, that thinks they sit on top of the throne, have come out with a 9-day Red Snapper season. And, of course, CCA immediately fired back, making a case for state management. And I can give you a program alert that coming up, we're going to be visiting with Robin Rikers, head of Coastal Fisheries.
Yes, I was going to say, who's Robin
Rikers? He also sits on the Gulf Coast Management Committee,
right?
That makes recommendations that they go, yeah, okay, you know. So, anyway, trying to turn the management of the Red Snapper season back over to or to the states, the Gulf states. Little Texas history.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're both native Texans.
Yep.
Love this great state, and it's kind of interesting. And for those of you that love to fish, that huge lake that separates Texas from Louisiana, folks over in Louisiana, you'll be of interest as well. Back on May 11th, 1964, construction began on the Toledo Bend Reservoir. And, of course, the dam is, you know, 80 miles northeast of Beaumont on the Sabine River. It occupies parts of Newton, Sabine, Panola, and Shelby counties in Texas, and Sabine and DeSoto parishes in Louisiana. So a drainage area of 7,178 square miles.
Ooh.
That's a pretty big pond, you know?
It is. I've got some history for you that I didn't know.
Go ahead.
My beloved daughter, Gloria, I'm going off to visit a friend who's coming into San Antonio.
Gigi?
Yes, Gigi.
Right.
Going to San Antonio on some business. And, you know, what are you girls up to? Well, we want to see some stuff and got some suggestions, Dad. You know, we know the Alamo and things like that.
Sure.
I said, okay. And I said, you got it, because I was there last week, test driving the new Honda Ridgeline, which would be another story. But anyway, and we had dinner in the Alamo.
In the Alamo?
In it.
In the chapel?
Not the chapel. It's the building adjacent to it.
Okay.
But
the Long Barrack, where the video and all the historical artifacts are?
You know, it was back in the garden area and all the beautiful trees and stuff. And I wasn't sure what building it was.
Oh,
it just was set up for dining.
Cool.
I was just tickled because I had not seen the grounds in the back in, like, forever.
Okay.
Which is so beautiful.
Right.
But anyway, I was just saying, man, you got to go to the Minger Hotel.
Sure.
Because that's the bar at the Minger is where Teddy Roosevelt recruited the Rough Riders.
Right.
It's just got really, really cool stuff. Well, she starts Googling. And so I didn't know, and I went through all of it, but the Minger Hotel in San Antonio is the oldest hotel west of the Mississippi.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you knew. Well, of course. Of course. Did you know the bar was modeled after the pub by the House of Parliament in London?
No, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. You know, but she's doing this stuff, and I go, oh, okay.
What blows me away every time I go to the Alamo is, to, and, you know, every time I go to San Antonio, I do at least a drive-by, you know. But when you go visit and you walk in the plaza, the street,
right,
and the monument to the defenders, look, there's a little brass casting that shows the compound. And when you stand and you look at the chapel and the Long Barrack, and then you look to what used to be the post office and all the retail that, you know, fronts on the river, and then back to just beyond the Minger, as you walk in their front door to the left, that was the compound that 186 men defended.
Right.
And then, and you look around and you're going, how the hell did they do that?
Yeah.
I mean, for any length of time, you know, it is just absolutely amazing.
Right. And take the tour, you know, because the docents, I mean, there was stuff that I hadn't heard. They did a little brief thing for us in the chapel before we went into the dinner. But I hadn't been there in some years, and it's certainly inspiring.
In the souvenir shop, there is a model of the complete compound.
I resisted going to the souvenir.
That's cool. A lot of neat books.
Yeah.
But there is a model with a dome. And if any of you guys played with soldiers, you know, I mean, it's that type of an arrangement.
Oh, okay.
With bushes, and it's got the entire compound laid out and shows the different Mexican divisions and where they were and how they were moving and the breaching of the North Wall and all these things. Just amazing. I mean, goodness, I'm sorry. I mentioned a little Texas history we go nuts.
We're on a roll. We got a lot of history.
Yeah, and I've got one other piece for you.
Yo.
And I think this is kind of funny or interesting. On May 12th, which was Thursday of this week, okay, 1903, The Eyes of Texas was first sung. The performance took place at a minstrel show benefiting the University of Texas track team at the Hancock Opera House in Austin. Of course, as many know, the ditty soon became the official song of the University of Texas and has even been considered by some as a sort of unofficial state song. Of course, that's in a lot of places across Texas, except for in College Station.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And for those that don't know, the official state song of Texas,
yes.
Texas Our Texas.
That's right.
Okay.
But there's a movement afoot. They say we need a new one.
Yeah. Well,
whoever they are.
When Alaska came in, we had to drop the largest and grandest, you know, to boldest and grandest.
Yeah, well, that'll work. Yeah, well, wait till the ice melts. We know that. Also something else, another milestone for the great state of Texas.
Yes.
We have topped over 1 million concealed carry permits.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh. A well-armed militia. Uh-huh.
Yep, that's right.
And that's just the permitted people, you know?
Right.
On a more of an outdoor flavor, angler access to Texas rivers continues to improve through a public-private partnership between cooperating landowners and the Texas Parks and Wildlife. Through leases with Texas landowners, anglers' access has now been expanded along the reaches of Brazos, Colorado, Guadalupe, Llano, Neches, San Marcos, and South Llano Rivers. God, those are some great rivers, too.
Oh, boy.
Three more leases are set to begin on the Colorado, Nueces, and Sabine this summer, and the lease access, in most cases, are quite different from riverside parks. They tend to have few of any staff on hand. Amenities such as restrooms and running water may not be available. Basically, it is just purely access, and you can go to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website, tpwd.texas.gov, and look for more information, or check out the Texas Outdoors Journal homepage for our daily news updates.
Wonderful.
What else you got?
Nothing.
Then we're going to take a break.
I've been away.
Right. I understand. All right, we'll be back right after this.
America's best-selling truck 39 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they will build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
This year, the 27th annual CCA Star Fishing Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit, has a special lure. Enter by April 29th, and you're automatically entered in the early bird draw with a chance to win a Dartle 21-foot Scout, Mercury Motor, and McLean Trainer package worth $40,000. Plus, you can still fish the tournament for over $1 million in scholarships and prizes from sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Houston Community Newspapers and Media Group, Fox Sports Southwest, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, Costa Sunglasses, Haney Boats, Mouty Boats, Shoalwater Boats, Dargle Boats. Enter by April 29th at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. Get information at participating Texas Ford Dealers or StarTournament.org. But hurry, because as the saying goes, the early bird gets the boat.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
Oh my goodness, if you only knew what went on while you are listening to our commercial breaks.
Oops, where's the bleep? Anyway.
Oh, yes. All right. You have been gone. So does that mean you have or have not been on or off the road?
Well, I'm always on or off. But actually, what I want to talk about is just a few of the results of last week's Texas Auto Writers Association annual spring roundup that we have at Texas Motor Speedway in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Now, this is different than
the
fall,
truck rodeo.
Oh, the truck rodeo. Okay.
Yeah. Truck rodeo is in October.
Right.
And this is our automotive-based one. So, you know, a lot of driving. And I'll just kind of run up the list real quick. Because we had a lot of stuff to play with. Supercar of Texas, 2016 Dodge Viper GTC. Green Vehicle was the 2016 Lexus RX 450H. Performance Utility, 2016 Volvo XC90T6. Activity Vehicle, 2016 Nissan Murano Platinum. Minivan category was won by the 2017 Chrysler Pacifica Limited. They've done a fabulous job on that thing. Performance Sedan, 2016 Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat. Performance Coupe, 2016 Ford Shelby GT350R, Performance Compact, 2016 Mazda MX-5, Miata Club, Full-Size Luxury, 2016 Cadillac CT6, Full-Size Sedan, I'm sorry, 2016 Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack, Midsize Luxury Car, 2016 Infiniti Q50, Midsize Car Category was the 2016 Kia Optima SXL. Compact car category, 2016 Honda Civic Touring. So you can see, you know, spread around a lot. But the two big wins, the Car of Texas, the 2016 Ford Shelby GT350R, and the Family Car of Texas, deservedly, the 2017 Chrysler Pacifica. I mean, it's a minivan, but they've done a phenomenal job. It's a total brand new thing.
So this is cars and vans, not trucks.
Correct. No, no trucks.
No trucks are in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when we have the truck rodeo, it's trucks and SUVs.
Okay.
So, this is a heck of an event, though. But like I said, at Pacifica, they did a great job. A neat point, if you're a leadfoot like me on that Ford Shelby, they have a button that changes the exhaust note. So it's like, you know, it's like really naughty. Oh, my God. You know, like whatever. When you punch the button, it's really wild.
All right.
But
is that the one that you tested on the track and you had to, I mean, you couldn't just stomp it?
There was that was the Hellcat.
That was the Hellcat.
Yeah, that was on a drag strip with the Hellcat. Because that with what they call the track key, you're looking at 707 horsepower, no traction control, no nothing, and that thing will spank you if you're not careful. Spank you hard.
All right, it's time for the outdoor report, and probably none of those have really great towing capacities, right, for boats and things like that.
The Cadillac.
All right, let's head to our power plant lakes. Brawnig striped bass are very good on liver and perch off the points near the pier. Channel and blue catfish are good on cheese bait. In fact, that's going to be kind of the theme when you hear these lake reports. Calaveras striped bass are good on chicken livers and shad near the dam and power lines. Redfish good on live bait along the crappie wall. Channel catfish good on liver, shrimp, and shad. Clutter Creek. Channel and blue catfish good on trot lines with night crawlers, shrimp, and minnows. Choke Canyon, black bass are good on deep running chartreuse crankbaits and watermelon rattle traps. Channel catfish, here they go again on live bait. Amistad, black bass good on swim baits, jerk baits, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, topwaters, and soft plastics. An amazing reservoir. Channel cats good on cheese bait in water 3 to 12 foot. And Lake Brownwood, black bass are good on watermelon and craw-colored crankbaits and spinnerbaits in 5 to 15 feet of water. White bass are good on minnows and little fishies.
Cruising over to East Texas, Conroe, black bass are good on chartreuse Carolina rig soft plastics, spinnerbaits and rattle traps. Catfish are good on minnows, shrimp, and liver. Fork, white and yellow bass are good on minnows. Crappie are good on minnows. Livingston, black bass are good on topwaters, spinnerbaits, and soft plastics. White bass are good on slabs, pet spoons, and troll tubes. Crappie are good on minnows. Blue cats are very good on shad. Yellow cats are good on live bait. Monticello, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on watermelon and chartreuse soft plastics and rattle traps. Striped bass are good on green striper jigs. Athens, crappie are good on minnows over brush piles. Bass Drop, black bass are good on watermelon spinnerbaits and crankbaits. Channel and blue cats are good on live bait, shrimp, and stinky bait. Palestine, hybrid stripers are good on slabs. White bass are good on slabs and minnows. Catfish are good on trot lines and cut shad. Richland Chambers, crappie are good on chartreuse jigs and minnows. Tawakoni, hybrid bass are good on slabs and minnows. Catfish are good on trot lines.
Texoma. Black bass are good on shad, pattern swim jigs, Reaction Innovations, that's a new one for me, Vixen Topwaters, and Bone Pattern Pop R's. Crappie are good on minnows, striped bass are good on slabs, and shad. Central Texas Way, Big Lake Buchanan, Channel Cats are good on live bait and cut. Yellow and blue cats are good on jug lines and trot lines baited with live bait. Canyon, black bass are good on JDC Skip and Pop Topwaters, Watermelon Wacky Sticks, and Pumpkin Seed quarter-ounce Curbs Erratic Jigs in 8 to 15 feet of water. Smallmouth bass are good on Smoke Cubes and Root Beer JDC Curl Tail Grubs with Chartreuse Tails along main lake points and ledges. Crappie are good on White Tube Jigs and Live Minnows around submerged brush piles along the break lines. LBJ, Channel Cats are good on minnows and dip bait. Yellow and blue cats are good on trot lines baited with live perch.
On the coast over around Venice, lots of water coming down the Mississippi River that impacts that area. But you go offshore and fishing starting to warm up. Lake Calcasieu, Big Lake, the lower end of the lake and around the old jetties have been good, and as well as the lower portion of the bay with the mid-bay reefs is what I'm trying to get out. Old Reliable Captain Randy Foreman said fishing is great on Sabine, is back full swing, birds working south end to mid-lake. Under the birds, there's trout, best on an incoming tide, redfish mixed in also. Flounder fishing is excellent with boxing limits of flounder to 3 pounds every day along the Sabine Channel, holding a great number of trout to 4 pounds and lots of flounder in the Sabine Channel. He's fishing his down south lures, doctoring it up with ProScent. And then in Galveston, Captain Ryan Battistoni said that trout continue to stack up around the reefs along the Houston Ship Channel. Unfair lures, rip and slash, and dog walkers have taken the majority of fish. Unfair lures, mm-hmm. We're getting more and more reports of people that are fishing them for freshwater. They've got a freshwater lineup. We haven't talked about that much.
Yeah.
Big time results on freshwater fish. So those of you freshwater anglers that have not tried these, go to unfairlures.com. This is some really good stuff. Matagorda, East Matagorda remains a hot bait for Captain Trey Pry and Captain Kendall Kirsch. Look for the remaining of the fish to spawn out on the next coming full moon, which will be next weekend. Around Seadrift, Captain Nathan Bebout continues to fish in and around the Cedar Bio area. And if you listen to last week's show, Megan Robillard talked about the amazing numbers of redfish that come through that area. Captain Alan Sifford, King Ranch Shoreline, 3 feet deep to the shoreline, continues to be the pattern. And finally, on the lower Laguna Madre, Captain Hincho Gutierrez Jr. said fishing has been good. Laguna Vista bars through Holly Beach up to Cullens. Trout with a few scattered reds. The Gaswell's good for trout and reds hitting most baits. Long bar good for trout, as well as live croakers on the bars.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are rated as good. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday slip to fair. Thursday rebounds to good. Friday and next Saturday are our two best days of the week. Next Sunday's another good day. This weekend, look for game to be active from well before sunrise until mid to late morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early morning until early afternoon. By Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be actively feeding from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next Sunday, this most active period will occur from late morning until late afternoon. Next Saturday, May 21st, we will have a full moon on the coast this weekend, and on Monday, there will be a double-tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday has a single high tide as the only tide of the day. Wednesday through next Saturday are a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Next Sunday has the ever-popular double tide schedule.
On the hunting scene this weekend, turkey season wraps up on Sunday, May 15th in the North Zone. 101 counties, we're all dead done. Through the 31st of May, the spring squirrel season in 51 East Texas counties. Through August 31st in the South Zone, javelina season, 50 counties of South Texas. And Harold, I was talking to our friend Barrett Simpson. I was on the road and hadn't caught up with him in a while. And, man, we started talking about exotics and free-ranging exotics in Texas. Barrett went crazy on some ideas, on just suggestions, things that we're going to be working on together as far as story angles go. Really, really amazing. And one of the things he talks about, managing your hunt dollars.
Yeah.
Every year, people lose leases or, you know, they get tired or something happens and the group breaks up. And, you know, you have an allotted amount of funds. You may not have that season or year-round lease like you wanted.
Right.
But it allows you to go see and do something else and add a real new complexion to your trophy room, you know, with some different heads.
Sure.
You know? So pretty neat stuff. And we'll be passing on some more tips from the folks at Conroe Taxidermy throughout the year. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Ben Carter, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club, will be joining us.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass-smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. In an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association, no other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and it is group participation time. Everybody gather around the radio and join Harold and say...
This is one of my favorite times of the day. Everybody, okay. Hey, Port A!
That's Port Aransas on Mustang Island. Surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico, Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. Tell you what, you got plans for Memorial Day?
No.
No, not yet? Hey! Go to PortAransas.org and check out all that's available.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you can talk about having the island to yourself.
Yes.
But to really see Port A in its true...
glory, perhaps.
That's right.
Yes.
Is when folks are down there.
Oh, sure.
And there's a whole bunch of them having
people
fun.
People watching. That is a lot of fun.
Fishing is great. Offshore starting to warm up. Inshore fishing has been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Make plans for the entire summer on into fall. Give them a call at 1-800-45-COAST. And when you call, be sure and say...
Yep, when they pick that thing up, you go, "Hey, Port A!"
They love it.
That's right.
Last week on the news, mentioned to you that our friends at the Dallas Safari Club had come out with a position statement in regards to what was wanton waste in the form of poaching by on some ivory. And then the Kenyan government turns around and burns $105 million of it. You would think there's a better use of that. Mm-hmm. And to help delve into that question for us is our friend Ben Carter, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club. Ben, hey, man, when something international is going on, you're the first one we turn to. Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, Ben. Thank you.
Well, so what's going on? I mean, couldn't that ivory... I mean, I'm assuming the perpetrators have been caught. At least they couldn't sell it themselves. Couldn't that have been sold some way or used to benefit wildlife in Kenya?
Well, it makes you wonder if leadership in their country knows anything about economics 101.
Oh yeah, really?
If you make something more scarce, you create a higher value for it. And if you make a higher value, in the case of elephant ivory, it makes the poachers want to go get more of it. And so I don't understand the thinking at all. It seems like what would have been a better use of the ivory is to sell it on the market legally and take that money and pay for anti-poaching, which is really what the core of the problem is poaching. Poaching is rampant in Africa. It's taking the major toll on the species that people that are not knowledgeable about in the big game animals, such as, you know, elephants, lions, leopards, to hunt any of those costs a large amount of money, and the trophy fee that goes back to the game department of these countries is what helps fund anti-poaching by the government itself, as well as most of these operators are spending a ton of their own money just to do anti-poaching. And the poaching part is something that doesn't come into the conversation very often, and it ought to be the first thing that comes into the conversation, because it's an illegal activity. It's like robbing a bank. You know, people, you can go get money, you can do it by making a withdrawal, or you can go in there with a gun and take it. And one of those is clearly a lot different than the other. And unfortunately, the people that are not in favor of hunting, they don't want to get down in the dirt and see what the reality of the world is and what the facts are.
Yeah, Ben, this Harold, I mean, the first tragedy, of course, from these poachers is the useless death of thousands of elephants, right?
That's right.
You know, then here we compound it by, okay, they've confiscated the ivory. I mean, not like everybody in Kenya's got a whole bunch of money either. I mean, anti-poaching, or maybe feed a few people. I mean, there could have been uses for that money. And like you say, now with that much gone, all it does is make, what's left that much more valuable. It's absolutely tragic, and proving once again you can't cure stupid.
Well, that's right, and you know it's interesting that Kenya is the one that came out with that statement as well, because when they shut down, you know, this anti-hunting movement is really a lot older than a lot of people think. Back in the 70s, they shut down all hunting in Kenya, and at the point in time that they did that, Kenya was the most game-rich country in the whole African continent. Now they have lost about 90% of the wildlife that they had at that period in time. What people that are opposed to hunting need to decide, they say that they're for the wildlife, but the wildlife, it lives in a lot of different places, and by continuing to remove hunting, what people are really saying, if that's what they really believe, is that they're happy without having animals live in the wild, because the wild is going to disappear. What you're going to have is a series of national parks that are small, that are basically mini zoos. If that's what the whole population wants to have for wildlife, then that's what's going to happen, and that's the way it's going right now. And that's unfortunate, because you guys and me and members of ours who have experienced all the wonderful things in the outdoors, that's going to be gone for everybody. Hunting is what pays the freight for wildlife management in Africa as well as in the United States.
Absolutely. Ben, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. If you would, hold on, folks. You stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Ben Carter from the Dallas Safari Club right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News. Texas never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Capital Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping Texans show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural Texas grows, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Get ready, Texas. The Toyota Texas Fest, presented by JBL, is bringing country music's biggest stars. Lee Bryce, Kip Moore, Big and Rich with Cowboy Troy, Eric Pasley, Chase Bryan, Roger Krager, and more.
Tickets start at only $10. Kids under 15 in free, and proceeds benefit the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. See you May 20th to the 22nd for music, food, and family fun at Toyota Stadium. For tickets, visit toyotatexasfest.com.
Ah, you hunting, shooting fans, it's all about the ammo sometime, isn't it? Well, Carter's Country's got everything you need for pistol, rifle, or shotgun from our friends at Federal. And right now, get them while you can. And there's no limit on these number of boxes either. You can never have too much 22. And they've got the Federal Premium Target Grade 22 long rifle ammo right now on sale. 325-round boxes for only $19.97. Go for it, okay? And their estate line of shotgun shells are always, always value priced. And right now, thinking about maybe that new rifle, they've got the Ruger American Predator moss green composite stock, their four-round rotary magazine in .308, or the hot new 6.5 Creedmoor, only $399.97. Always great values. Check it out in advance before you go to the store at carterscountry.net. Carter's Country, four locations in the greater Houston area, straight shooting since 1961.
We continue our conversation with Ben Carter, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club. Ben, from the burning of poached ivory to you made a comment about how the anti-hunting group, they just are persistent and continue. Last year we were talking about a lion that everybody tried to name, and now there seems to be some sort of a move of a moratorium on lion hunting when they're prolific breeders. What's going on, or is it just, again, ignorance or this faction that doesn't understand the benefit of hunting to wildlife?
Or both.
Yes.
I think it's a combination of all of that, to be honest. And I think what's really been a little bit of a game changer is social media. Before, they didn't have a mechanism that they could reach a lot of people quickly. And the unfortunate thing about the internet and social media is there's no police, so you don't have to be honest, you don't have to tell the truth, and you don't have to have facts. You can just throw something out there. If it sticks, then it can all of a sudden take off. And that's what happened with Cecil. That's what happened with it, what's going to happen with this ivory burn as well. No one's talking about the facts out there, and our whole model of conservation in the United States is based on sustainable use. It's a renewable resource. As long as it has a value, and this is anything in the world, anything, when it has a value, it will stay there and it will, people will take care of it. Well, when you get rid of hunting, there's no money mechanism anymore that provides for wildlife management. Everybody at home wants them to be taken care of, but they don't know or care where the money comes from to do that. And we as hunters pay for that. We pay for that through license sales and through permits that help fund all of our fish and game departments, which allows us to go hunt through the good management that the state agencies provide, so that the wildlife is there in perpetuity. I mean, it's going to be there from now on if we manage it properly. If the money's gone, then the wildlife's going to follow right after that, and you can see it over and over in Africa and countries where hunting is not allowed anymore. Poachers go in, poach all the animals. There's no animals. They're gone.
Yeah, Ben, you guys are so well organized, but let me ask this. Are you all active, on the internet, on Facebook, Twitter, things like that, disseminating the proper information? Are you guys that way?
We put a lot of stuff out on our website, which is www.biggame.org, we have a blog on there, and we comment on all these issues as they come up and have a response to that and put it out there so that we can try and get the story out to people that are interested in the truth. And most of the people, obviously, that are going to visit ours are people that are hunters like we are. They also are concerned and want to know, you know, what's going on and what's the truth and what can we do to help fight this?
Absolutely. You know, when you mentioned Facebook activity, we as hunters have to be the bigger people, the bigger person. Yeah. And you see people fire for effect, the gunslingers that, you know, have no basis for what they say. And rather than getting into some sort of a match with them online, if you can direct them to the Dallas Safari Club, thebiggame.org, for information on topic, get involved, check your facts yourself, so that we're passing on good information. And one of the best ways is to get involved with conservation organizations.
Sure.
Ben, that leads me to my next question with the Dallas Safari Club, because I guess about, a year and a half ago, you announced that y'all were going to have some chapter initiatives, chapters being developed. You've got some banquets under your belt. Give us an update as to how that is progressing.
Well, it's going well. We've got we started off with a couple of new chapters. We have one in Lubbock, and then we also have one up in Connecticut. And those were our two initial chapters. We've got about six or seven that are in the process of becoming chapters. So we think by the time we get to the end of the year that we're going to be probably have anywhere from 15 to 20 chapters. Some of them are here in Texas. Some of the potential ones are here in Texas. Some of them are from other states. And there's been a lot of interest since we made that announcement and since we started working on this. And we want to grow it slowly so that we make sure that we do all the right things and get things in place so that it's going to be the best experience for the new chapters that they can have. And we're real excited about it. I mean, the response and the interest has been tremendous.
Well, a lot of people laugh at me when they see a big guy jumping up and down with excitement. But as you have grown the convention, I mean, this year's convention set a record-breaking attendance of over 51,000 people.
Fabulous.
Now the chapters are going to take on a whole new complexion. you all are about to have, I'm predicting, just an explosive growth across North America and beyond. How can people get involved? Who's on point for chapter development? And if somebody wants to initiate or start a chapter in their area, what's the best way to proceed?
Well, call the DSC office. We've got a chapter coordinator that has been on board since we launched the program, and he's very experienced. He's a great guy, a guy named Kim Rapley. He's out there working all across the country, meeting with people, telling them about DSC. And there's been, like I said before, there's been a tremendous interest in being a part of DSC and the things that we do. I do think that a lot of people have become interested as they've come to our convention. And you're right, we had over 51,000 people this last year, and we have grown each year in attendees, and we anticipate this next year to be the same way. It's we're at a point where we probably won't be adding any more exhibitors just because we're in 800,000 square feet of space. We've got approximately almost 2,000 booths, and we think the show is a nice size, and we've got a waiting list of about 600 people that want to be in the show. So it's the premier show in the industry, and doesn't matter what you want to do, whether it's hunting, fishing, travel to any of the continents on the planet, we've got somebody there that does that. And so it's a great time. It's got gun makers, wildlife artists, you name it. It's even if that's not some of the things you do, it's a you can spend a day and see amazing things that you never thought you'd see.
It is an awesome show, and I don't know how anybody could not spend at least two or three days or all 4 days.
Oh, sure.
At the show coming up. The Dallas Safari Club show, you've already got your date set for 2017. What are they?
The 5th through the 8th.
5th through the 8th?
January 5th through 8th.
There you go. All right, at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. Bringing it full circle to where our conversation started with things, whether it's international or lobbying and petitioning our own federal government or state government for better wildlife conservation and hunting heritage initiatives. What can individuals do to help support the voice of the Dallas Safari Club?
Well, I think join and become a member is one way, because you'll be better informed on the issues that we're facing and how we're going to try and solve those. We do all need to unite together as sportsmen, because together we have a large voice. Collectively, between anglers and hunters, you know, we represent over 40 million people. That's not an insignificant number of people. And we can, and there's a number of groups that we're partners with. I actually am on the board of the Congressional Sportsman Foundation, whose sole purpose is to lobby in Washington for hunters' rights and anglers' rights and to protect our hunting heritage. And we're very active in supporting them and being a part of that. And most of the conservation organizations are out there doing the same thing. I mean, we do have a strong voice. Unfortunately, we haven't had a very receptive administration in place that will help us, but you know, the election coming up is going to be very important, and we have an opportunity, I think, if the right people win, to really have some strong friends on our side.
You talk about numbers, 40 million being represented.
Yeah.
That's a pretty strong voting block, too, isn't it?
It is. And as you know, I believe that hunters and anglers are some of the best people out there. They're good people, and they have a good foundation, and they understand it, and not just from our own point of view on the hunting and the fishing. I think that they're all good, solid people for the most part.
Absolutely. Listen, we appreciate you joining us and giving us the update. Folks, go to biggame.org, find out about the Dallas Safari Club, based here in the Lone Star State, doing great things all around the world, and mark your calendar for January 5th through the 8th, 2017, at the Dallas Convention Center to see that fabulous show. And if you want to start a chapter, give them a call and get involved. Ben, hey, we do appreciate you, man.
All right, y'all take care.
Thank you, Ben. Friends, we got to take a short break. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
Hi, it is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Okay, this weekend, May 14th, 29th Annual Houston Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet at the JW Marriott West Chase Houston. For last-minute tickets, give them a call, 713-697-6522. Maybe show up at the door. I don't know. May 19th, Greater Houston Area Chapter of the Mule Deer Foundation fundraiser, Knights of Columbus. Where? What town? I missed it.
Greater Houston.
Oh, Houston. Duh, it's in the name. Hello. For information, call 713-412-3067. May 19th, the Ducks Unlimited Houston chapter fundraiser for tickets, 281-507-2083. Also the 19th, Harrison County chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation fundraising banquet in Marshall. For tickets and info, 903-935-3085. May 2021, the second annual Vets Fishing with Vets, Redfish Bay Boathouse in Aransas Pass. That benefits the Fisher House in San Antonio and other local veterans charities. For information and a reservation, vetsfishingwithvets.us. The 21st, Dripping Springs Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Spring Fundraising Banquet in Dripping Springs. Info at 512-496-8333. Go to one of those great events in your brand spanking new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Then take that truck over to Carter's Country and load up. Oh, specials, AR-15 LE model from Colt. Only $899.97. I've got a cool scope. If you want to slap it on top of that, the Nikon 3-9x40mm on sale, designed for the 5.56. Only $199.97. And a great way, not only for expanding your hunting opportunities, but there's nothing better for training and practice than a good brake barrel cocking air gun, the Gammo in .177 with a Hornet scope combo. 1,200 foot velocity on these pellets now, friends. That thing loaded, only $119.97. And you conceal carry, folks. There's over a million of you now in Texas. You can save $30 on the Ruger LC9 9mm, only $389.97. That's going on right now at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country is where your great outdoors begins.
We want to thank our guest, Ben Carter, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club, and you'll definitely want to tune in next week.
Why?
Hey, we're going to preview the CCA Star Tournament. Uncle Bill Kenny is going to be joining us.
An epic, my friends. It is a tournament of the ages. Okay, do check the website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. Find a list of all of our wonderful affiliate stations. Also, you can sign up for that free Stitcher app so you can listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or your phone. Also, always remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So stay safe out there so you can join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.